Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two.
One. You are listening live to the Kelly Mano Radio Show, radio podcast, whatever you want to call it. We don't care. If you are new to our show, my name is Kelly Mano. I am here with my co-host, Hoss.
Hello.
And producer, Stephanie.
Hiya.
We do a show every week. It's usually every Monday. However, we had a little cow incident happen. Oh, goodness. We're falling apart. There was a cow incident over the weekend.
To say the least.
You don't say.
To say the least. That, like sucked my life into Monday, and we couldn't do the show on Monday. So we're doing this show now. We're doing the show live. And we have a text in line now.
We do.
This is amazing.
So, we're actually getting texts from it.
We are. Okay, so producer Stephanie is sitting in front of the computer right now. And if you guys want to text the show about anything we're talking about, you can just text 314-300-3771. We would love it if you left your first name.
Please.
Otherwise, yes. We just have to be like...
Dude.
Yeah. From the 636.
We're going to call you Nanette.
Yeah. Anybody who,
is Nanette.
Who doesn't give us a name, you're Nanette. And if you haven't listened to the last show, then you don't know why. here's my show prep today. Cows...
I'm going to post it. You guys.
This is everything we're talking about in an hour.
Awesome. I got a feeling that number one on that list is going to last a good 45 minutes of the hour.
Well, I mean, obviously, because I'm just a media whore, and that's the only reason why I even went after the cows is because I need more ratings.
I will start breaking stuff now.
Not here. Go to, what's his name, Andrew's house? No.
Adam,
whatever. Vagina Tree, Kendall Jenner.
Oh, dude.
Tipping on Takeout, March Madness, and NHL in the Olympics. Now, we can't do the Vagina Tree yet, which is going to be my favorite segment, because the pictures of the Vagina Tree are on my phone. And so we'll get to that in a minute. First of all, let's celebrate the fact that we just closed out the Kelly Mano March Madness basketball bracket. Now, Hoss, we started this bracket because the winner was going to get the chance to come in and sit in on the Kelly Mano show and be with us.
Yep.
And Hoss was,
and they're here.
Yeah, Hoss was the one who was like, let's do this basketball thing.
Because everybody does them.
Well, I know nothing about it. I hate basketball. I love hockey, baseball, NASCAR, soccer that's not professional, and stuff like that. I don't watch basketball. I don't like the sounds that their shoes make on the floor.
Okay.
It's an OCD thing. So Hoss is like, I'll set up the whole thing. And as a matter of fact, I didn't fill out my bracket till the last minute. You're like,
there's
Kelly,
a lot of people who do that.
You're like, Kelly, the bracket closes tonight. It's called the Kelly Mano Show bracket. You got to fill out a bracket. So I open the bracket and I'm completely overwhelmed because I thought there was only 16 teams.
No, 64.
I was so mad at you when I saw that. I was like, I don't have time for this crap. I've got three kids. I don't even know who these teams are. So I just filled out my bracket in literally probably 5 minutes. And the only name on the main name I recognized was the Tar Heels.
Yep.
So I randomly put them down as winning. And then I went like backwards, kind of. Well, I went in, but Hoss, tell the fine people listening to the Kelly Mano Show who won the entire bracket.
By 10 points, which is the smallest possible margin you can win by. You won the entire damn thing.
Which is
Kelly Mano's the winner.
Woo!
Hooray!
And I did not watch a single basketball game. I was working on Monday night at an event, and all these people are gathered around the TV. And I was like, what are they all watching? And it was a basketball game. And then I got a text from Hoss later saying, if UNC wins, you're going to win this whole thing.
I sat down Monday because going into the Final Four, I knew you had an outside chance. But there were like four people who picked Carolina and one person who picked Gonzaga. And the way...
Gonzaga sounds like a tree.
Doesn't it?
Or a Muppet.
Yes.
Yes.
I picked them because I liked their name. Mm-hmm. Gonzaga is fun to say.
It is.
So I knew that in order for you to make a leap, you needed both Gonzaga and UNC to make the finals, which they did. So then it came down to a two-man race. If Gonzaga won, my friend Jack was going to win the whole thing.
Okay.
If UNC won, you were going to jump four people and win. And it was... a damn good game. With a minute and a half left, we were tied.
Yeah.
And then UNC just found another level and won by six.
I didn't even watch it, even though Haas was texting me. He's like, this is the score at halftime. I'm like, I haven't watched a single game yet. Why would I start watching now? And so, yeah, I won the whole thing.
You did. And to be honest, like, a lot of our bracket was out in the first week, and like myself included.
Everybody's like, my bracket's busted.
Oh,
like,
this was a horrible bracket.
I don't even know what that means.
There are teams, like, there's always perennial favorites. Like, UNC is a perennial favorite.
Perennial is your private parts between your holes.
No.
Yes, it is. That's your perennial.
That's your perennial.
Damn it. Sorry.
Correct.
Okay.
There's always those teams that
small
are good
difference.
Every year.
Small
like
difference.
Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, North Carolina.
Yeah, like I knew.
Like, those are the teams that everybody knows.
Yeah.
But then there's teams that if you follow throughout the year, you know are having a really good year. Gonzaga was one of those teams this year. There's a couple of others. A lot of those teams were gone in the first weekend. And like my national champion, Duke, out in the second round. A lot of people were just wasted after the first weekend. It went from like a 30-person bracket to six people.
Well, the
and
bottom
you six
line
people wrote it out.
Is that I am better than all of you.
Yes.
So you can all kiss it. Another thing that made the news today is that they are no, I guess next year, they're not letting the NHL players play in the Olympics.
That's
so
dumb. We saw it coming.
I was just going to say, what do we think about that? Because
it doesn't surprise me. It's the NHL wanting more money. That's the only reason the World Cup of Hockey came back last summer.
Do the players want to play in the Olympics?
Absolutely they do.
I saw Ovi's like having a heart attack over it. Like, he's pissed.
I would almost guarantee you the only reason this didn't happen 4 years ago was because the Olympics was in Moscow.
Which is like,
and Gary Bettman could not tell the best player in the league,
hockey,
you can't go home.
Is there any chance that they're going to, like, overturn this?
I doubt it.
Can the players?
I mean, the players could say, screw you, we're going, but they're going to face some sort of infractions from their team.
Yeah.
Again, this is the whole reason why the NHL brought back the World Cup of Hockey last summer.
Yeah.
It's because they wanted to find a way to still have an international competition without having to shut down their league for 3 weeks in the middle of a season.
I mean, really?
Because think about it. In 2000, what was it, 12, 14, whatever year it was, when in Sochi, the NHL shut down for 3 weeks and then picked back up.
Well, can't they just add 3 weeks onto the end of the season?
Which they would do. It's just, it really throws a wrench in the entire season, because you've got to have a team that is going gangbusters, shut it down, and then they never get that momentum back. Or, worst case scenario, what happens if Pietrangelo goes to the Olympics, breaks his leg playing for Team Canada?
I'm so tired of hearing the what if they get hurt during these games.
But from a business standpoint, you don't want your players risking injury.
What if he breaks his leg walking his dog? Like, if it's going to happen, it's going
to
happen.
It's possible, but it's much more likely for it to happen in the game as opposed to walking his dog. That's I'm just giving you the NHL side. I agree with you. I wish they would, but I understand why.
Unless you're my son, Rocky Mano, who's played hockey from the age of 4 to 12, never had a concussion. Every single one of his buddies had. However, walking on concrete, he got a concussion.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Let's see. So we just got dinner for the family, and I knew I did not have time to cook because we're going to do the show tonight.
Right.
And I went to go pick up my takeout, and it reminded me of something that I kind of been wanting to ask you guys is, when you go pick up food from takeout, are you supposed to tip them? And if so,
I don't.
You don't at all.
I'm not being waited on or it's not being delivered.
This would make a great texting thing. 314-300-3771. So go ahead, Haas.
Yeah, if it's not being delivered or I'm not being waited on, I don't tip.
So you put zero.
Yeah, to me, it's no different than going to McDonald's.
Stephanie, what do you do if you're picking up? Like, this was like dinner for five people.
If it's a restaurant, then generally I'm tipping maybe 10%.
Wow.
I will tip, but
you tip,
I mean,
10% maybe, on a pickup order?
Maybe 10%. I mean, like I said, maybe 10%.
I'll tip if she's cute.
Depending on how like well it's packaged, you know. I mean, if it's like
I said, if she's cute.
Not that kind of package.
Not that kind of package.
So what I've always done and what I did tonight is every time I pick up a takeout order, I just tip $2. And that's only because I feel like an a-hole if I don't. Otherwise, I wouldn't. But the bar was really crowded where I picked up the food. And I know the people on each side of me could see me write my tip. And I, like, as I was writing it, I was getting insecure that, like, you know, like,
they were judging
she...
you about your tip.
So
amount.
Tipping $2 is not a big deal on takeout.
No, I don't think so.
I think tipping's starting to get out of control.
It's I agree.
They want us to tip everybody now. And, you
know, they're wanting us to do, like, at minimum 20%. For me, 20% is exceptional service.
And, you know, like, when I was growing up, okay, so let's say we go to the hair salon. For some reason, I think this was my mom's rule. It was like, if you get a cut, you tip $5. If you get a color, you tip $10. Well, nowadays, if you get a color, $10 is...
And even 10%.
No. But so
I also think that depends on if the person doing your hair owns the salon or if they're just renting a chair from the building that they're in.
True.
That does make a difference. But, like, are we supposed to tip, like, the percentage scale to everybody that deserves a tip now?
I do. If I'm tipping, I tip it usually 15%.
Okay.
Minimum.
Stephanie, did we get any texts on that?
Not yet.
Did we get any?
But there's a lag. There's lag.
There's a lot of lag. Yeah.
Did we get any wiener pictures yet?
No.
Okay.
But there's some comments.
You look cold. You're cold, aren't you?
I'm a little cold, yeah. I'm sitting right in front of the window, though.
Haas and I sweat like 300-pound gorillas.
I know, and I'm always cold.
And you're like the little cute shivery girl.
I'm sorry. I'm going to put my jacket over my leg.
Yeah, and yes, Jimmy.
I wanted to tell you, you're not getting a text yet, but you do have a lot of Facebook activity here.
Any important comments I need to know about?
Well, I mean, as far as we have people that are saying... who work in the restaurant industry that say, yes, please tip. The hostesses, they gather the orders from start to finish by themselves, so they depend on those tips.
Which means they pick up a styrofoam container and put it in a bag.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I dated a few hostesses in high school and college. And
The bartender that gave me the food. It's always the... Who else on Facebook?
But, I mean, I have to say, though, like, I know some people that have worked in restaurants like Applebee's or something, you know, that say they have been placed on the to-go for that whole night. So if you're not tipping them, they might not get any tips all night long.
Well, they're going to get tipped out.
Even if the waiters share,
I think.
Yeah, they'll tip out.
Jimmy, what else on Facebook we got?
We have Angie Graham, who tips by percentage.
Yep.
Kaylee, even on pickups?
That's what she says, yeah.
Kaylee, wow, that's a lot.
Kaylee tips. If you have a gift card, you tip on the total before your gift card is deducted.
100% correct.
I do know that. Like, if I go get a massage...
My parents don't do that, and it drives me crazy.
Like, if I have a $50 massage gift card, but my massage costs $100, you tip on the $100.
Yep.
Not what you pay.
Yes.
Anything else, Jimmy?
That's basically it. A lot of the hostesses apparently don't tip out, so they depend on those tips from the to-go orders.
Oh, okay. So we're all over the board.
Yeah.
So Stephanie's tipping 10%, Haas is doing nothing, and I'm tossing $2. So
we balance out.
Yeah, it all evens out somewhere. I figure it's too late for them to spit my food. I'm already carrying it with me.
Yeah.
Who farted?
But then you have to sleep.
Molly's not in here.
Not me.
I think she crop dusted.
Yeah. So,
not I.
You know what? I honestly wasn't even going to talk about the cow story at all.
Oh, we're talking about it. Okay. I have so much to say.
Okay. I know you do. But here's the thing.
He's already said so much.
I am so effing tired of talking about these damn
cows.
Well,
then you can have a Coke and a smile and be quiet and just open up the mic and let me go.
Okay. That's fine. Now, what I will do is... I'm capable of talking really fast.
All right.
So I'm going to come back, and I'm going to tell you guys the cow story in 5 minutes or less.
Sweet.
I'm going to time you.
You time me.
I'm going
to. I can do this stuff.
Hi, Molly.
And we're going to do one whole topic on the cow story.
Did you just crab dust us?
And then we are going to talk about Kendall Jenner's new Pepsi ad that just got yanked.
Boy, oh, boy. And talk about a misfire.
Y'all, I have a tree growing in the shape of a vagina in my front yard.
Sweet.
Awesome.
And you're not going to believe what's in the vagina tree. When I went to look inside.
No.
We'll be back. Stay with us. It's the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Segment 2. Coming up next. We'll be right back.
The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Hey, but the Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Rachel Witt. I don't know why I'm looking at this piece of paper that has nothing on it, because I cannot find my Rachel Witt ad, but I can tell you everything about her. We love Rachel Witt here on the show. She works for Remax. She has been a real estate agent for over, I think it's 13 years now. She's the bomb. The Manos moved last July, and she wasn't just our realtor. She was like our therapist as well. If you are buying or selling a home, especially if it's in the St. Charles area, because she knows it like the back of her hand. The schooling was very important, for our kids and the district they ended up in. She was able to answer every single question we had. If you are looking to buy, sell, or even build a home, make sure you check out our website. It's homesalesinstcharles.com. That's Rachel Witt with homesalesinstcharles.com.
Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control. Let's go.
Thick legs in shape, rump shaking both ways, make you do a double take. Plan rock a show, stop a flow, pop a head, knock a beat, scholar, tail dropper, do my thing, mother.
All right, it is the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. I would literally rather throw up right now than talk more about cows.
Oh, we're not really talking about cows.
Okay, so here's the thing. Stephanie, put 5 minutes on the clock. Now, don't forget, we've got the text in line, and we're really excited about it because it's new. 1-314-300-3771.
Hey, you got a great text a minute ago.
I did? What did it say? What did the text say?
It's all about the cow stuff.
All
yeah,
right.
Hang on. No, it wasn't. It wasn't all about the cow stuff.
Well, I mean, about how the lady thinks she's in
the yeah. Okay, she said, Kelly, it's Lauren, longtime client, first-time listener. You are awesome. I just showed my daughter the Gentle Barn video of the cows running free, and she said, what a cool lady.
Aw, tell her I said thank you. Also just got a text from my cousin Jamie. She's the server, and she says, yes, tip. We do everything that the server does. We ring in the food, box it up, make sure that... So, yes, you're supposed to tip them ding-dong. Okay, so, all right, first of all, the first thing you should know about me is...
Let me start the timer.
Okay, now my headphones are working. Okay, number one, okay, don't start me yet. I freaking love animals, okay? If you saw me a few months ago on Facebook, I straight up stole a dog from a guy who was leaving his dog outside in the freezing cold and saved a dog. I've been volunteering for the Granite City APA when I was a kid, and then the Humane Society when I was older, Stray Rescue, Athletes for Animals, you name it, I've helped animals. Jimmy, if there's a spider in our house, what do I do with it?
You gently pick it up and place it somewhere safe in the yard.
Yes, okay, so that's how I roll. Now, however, I am not a vegetarian. Let me tell you why. Vegetables suck. If I were a vegetarian, I would eat pasta every day and weigh 900 pounds. Up until this week, I really respected vegans, and I still respect some of them, but there's like 5 of them. So Monday night, you ready to start the timer?
Yeah, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Monday afternoon, I am sitting in the carpool line picking up Lucy and Libby Lou from school. I look at Channel 2's Facebook live feed, and there are 6 cows running loose in North St. Louis. This is North St. Louis City. This is the part of the city that gets the worst rap, the highest crime rate, murder rate there is in this area. Let's just say if these cows were really trying to avoid getting shot, that really wouldn't have been the first place I would have gone. However, I sat in the car parking lot and I saw those cows running and I thought, oh my God, like they're going to kill them or, you know... I worried that somebody wasn't down there being the voice of rescue. And I also saw people like lining the streets, cheering on these cows. It was like OJ in the Bronco chase. So I knew immediately that I had to get down there because one, it looked fun as hell. And I was going to go down there and I was going to cheer on the cow because this cow was outsmarting like 40 cops at a time. All right. And number two, I really love animals. So I knew if I could get on the scene, I could say, hey, I have all these different resources in rescue. Let's save these cows. And so I'm driving down there. First of all, I begged everybody I knew to come with me. I called Haas. I called Stephanie. I called my husband. I put out a thing on Facebook because I really did not think that I could do this by myself. Number one, they weren't telling us where the cows were. They just said North City. It was an aerial shot and hard to identify. Number two, I knew it was going to be hard to, because I was going down to document it, and I can't do it by myself. Where am I going to park? And then I remember I got my dinosaur costume in the car. So I'm like, what better way to get attention down there than to put on my dinosaur costume? So I get down to North St. Louis. Oh, nobody would come with me. Everybody was either working or busy or surprise, surprise, people that didn't have their TVs on. And I was like, hey, are you free right now? I need to pick you up and you need to come down here and film me in a dinosaur costume chasing cows. And they were like,
what?
Yeah, whatever. They're honestly kind of used to me by now. Nobody would go. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go by myself. So I drive down to North St. Louis and I am on Facebook Live the whole time. I am literally following the sounds of helicopters. I knew the area it was in, but I got down there and I started, and this is all on Facebook Live, I started pulling up on street corners and asking random people where the cows were. Like, and I just want to say, they were so nice. North City gets such a bad rep. If you guys saw the dude on his front porch counting his hundreds, like he had like all this money fanned out and his daughter's next to him like taking selfies. And I'm like, hey, where's the cows? Like everybody was willing to help me. Okay. So I get down there and I find Chico and I'm in my dinosaur costume and I'm holding up a sign that says slaughter, don't rescue, slaughter, don't rescue.
Wait, other way. Rescue, don't slaughter.
Oh, yeah. Rescue, don't slaughter. Rescue, don't slaughter. And I'm yelling through the fence at the police officers. I'm like, hey, I'm like, what are you guys going to do with the cow when you get it? And surprisingly, nobody wants to talk to a person in a dinosaur costume.
I was going to say, can you please pause the clock? Because
2 minutes.
This was my favorite part of Facebook Live, was you outside of a fence as they're putting a cow into the trailer in your dinosaur costume. With this moment of just despair going, why won't anybody talk to me? And in my mind, I'm yelling at my computer screen, because you're in North City dressed in a T-Rex costume holding a sign and yelling, sell me your cow.
Yes.
That is why nobody will talk to you.
And not everybody wanted me down there. I mean, 90% of the people down there were nice to me, but many of the other people were like, girl, get the hell out of here. We don't want you down here. We want to eat this, whatever. So they get Chico onto the trailer and then everybody leaves. Like everybody immediately goes back to their houses. News crews start packing up and I run to the fence. And this is when I'm like getting desperate, because I'm like, where are you taking these cows? Because we have a rescue, a Long Meadow Ranch here that the Humane Society runs. And so I knew that there were options. And so I call my great friend Kelly Backus from the site. And I'm like, and she's a fellow animal lover. And I'm like, Kelly, these cows got lost in St. Louis and they just like scooped them back up. And now I think they're going to kill them. I don't know what to do. And she's like, just go, go, just stay with it. We'll figure it out together. Just, you know, don't give up. Save the cows. So then I have to run 5 blocks in a dinosaur costume because I couldn't figure out where I parked my car and I couldn't see through the dinosaur thing.
1 minute.
Shut up. So I run 5 blocks, get in my car, and I chase the trailer. And as I'm chasing the trailer, you know, figuring out where they're taking these animals, praying it's a rescue, we get to a red light. And it was like this human moment where Chico sticks his nose and eyes out the back of the trailer and we make eye contact and everything changed. It went from being like funny to being very, very real. And it was like, oh my God, I really have to save these cows. And at this point, I'm by myself. I'm in the middle of North St. Louis in my minivan. Okay, so I'm going to do 7 minutes. So I'm the only person following the slaughter truck. It's just me, the slaughter truck, in North St. Louis. And they pull up and it says Star Meat Packing on the side of the building. And this is when I turn into an absolute crazy person. So I take my minivan, because they were trying to back the trailer up into the slaughterhouse.
Five,
so I pull
four,
my minivan
three,
in.
Two.
Okay,
one.
5 minutes. So I pull my minivan in and then I get out of my car and I stand behind the slaughter truck like a crazy person with my arms up screaming, don't give them the cows. Don't give them the cows. I said, I want to buy them from you. I wanted to buy Chico, the one that ran the longest. And the guy's like, man, you have got to move your car. Move your car. You're going to call the police. And so I move my car and then I jump back out of it. And then I'm screaming through the fence like a crazy person. And I'm like, I'm not kidding. I want to buy that cow. And he said, they're about $1,800. And I said, I'll be back with a check in an hour. And he's like, look, man, I am just the driver. Okay. I'm not in control of these cows. So, you know, and let's be clear that five of the cows were apprehended pretty quickly. And this one cow lasted 5 hours. And like, he wasn't just running. He was fighting for his life. If I could have ran like next to him with a boombox and played the Rocky theme song, I would have. Because this cow, I saw Kelly Mano in this cow. Like, it was like my brother from another mother, even though it's an animal. And I was like, this cow wants to live. He's running on asphalt and all this stuff. So I get home. And by the time I get home, it's been on the news. And by the way, there's a fantastic helicopter shot that we have to put on kellymano.com where you can see me in the dinosaur costume, the police officer on the other side of the fence, and Chico in the trailer. And we are the only three people left on the scene. So I have busted my ass. I get home, and it was pretty easy to find the star packing guy owner on Facebook because everybody was already telling him, you're going to hell. We hate you, you know, because he owns a slaughterhouse. You're a stinky pile of human trash. We hope you die. Things like that. My husband has research skills that of the FBI. And I said, honey, I need Omar's cell phone number in 10 minutes. And he got it for me. So within 10 minutes, this is just after it all happens. I'm on the phone with Omar, who is the owner of the slaughterhouse, who is nice, but he didn't really understand. He's like, look, I don't understand why you want these cattle. He's like, but if you've got the money, I'll make you the trade. He's like, I've got five kids. I've got a family to feed. I can't just give up all of these animals. He made a lot of sense to me. Even though I don't agree with what he did for a living, business owner to business owner, this made sense to me. And I said, you know, this isn't just about one cow. This is about this one cow's will to live. And he's like, all right, I'll tell you what. He's like, I'll meet you tomorrow at, you know, 5:30 with the cow. I got off the phone with him, started a GoFundMe page, called my friends who own a farm, and I had arrangements done and made for this cow before I even went to bed that night. It was done. It was over. I had saved the cow, and I was very, very happy. Let me take that back. I didn't save the cow. I did the crazy part, but the Kelly Mano listeners did the hard part because they raised the money. I didn't pitch in a single dollar. I ran around like a crazy person, and then I set up a 5-minute website and then used my show and my listeners to promote it. The listeners are the ones who donated the money. I wake up the next morning to see that another GoFundMe account had been started. And this was one to raise all six cows. And I was like, oh, I got to find this guy. Anybody who's got a heart like the same as mine, like I got to talk to this guy and be like, hey, we both started our funds at the same time. We didn't realize it. Let's team together. So I call, his name's Adam. So I get Adam on the phone and you know, I'm like, hey, I've got Chico. I'm like, I already arranged it. I've got the money. I've got the farm. I've got everything. And he's instantly like, you're doing this all wrong, Kelly. He's like, you are going to get those other five cows killed. He's like, you have to rescue all six of them. That's what we're trying to do. And I'm like, dude, that kicks butt that you can rescue all six of them. I'm like, where are you taking them? He's like, well, we don't know yet. And I'm like, well, how are you going to get him there? And he's like, well, we don't know yet. And I'm like, okay, so you've got like already like $9,000 or $10,000 in your GoFundMe and you have zero plans for these animals. I'm like, here's the deal, Adam. I don't have the resources for six cows. I don't have the space. I don't have the donations. I don't have the transportation and I don't have anywhere to put them. But I've already arranged everything I need to arrange for Chico. And when I meet with Omar face to face tomorrow, I think that getting this one cow is going to open a fantastic door to you guys getting the other five. Because the first thing I'm going to say to Omar is, hey, what are the options for these other five animals? And then I'm going to make sure that he knows, like, hey, there's this guy named Adam. He's working some stuff out. Don't kill the other five yet because I think you're really going to make out well with this. However, Adam then gives me this giant lecture. He's like, you can't pay for that cow. You paying $1,800 for that cow is just contributing to the slaughterhouse and you're going against everything that we're raising money for. So come to find out, Adam is a vegan extremist and most of the people in his GoFundMe account are as well. So their brilliant plan was to raise all this money, which they did. They were going to donate the money to a sanctuary and a sanctuary that, by the way, didn't help with jack shit. They were going to donate the money to the sanctuary and then pressure Omar into giving up the animals for free. I nicely explained to Adam that that was not going to work. But I thought Adam and I had a great phone call, and I thought it ended well, and I thought we kind of knew, like, hey, I'm going to go get Chico tomorrow, and then I'm going to be like, I'm going to make sure Omar knows that you're legit and all this stuff. And then I wake up the next morning, and I go on Facebook, and as people are writing, like, hey, like, donate to these cows, blah, 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 he is going under each comment and saying, dude, you're promoting the wrong campaign. Or if somebody was like, hey, donate to Kelly's campaign, he would write, meanwhile, I have the funds for all six cows. It, like, he was being very hateful to me. And I texted him and I was like, Adam, I thought you were my friend. I'm like, why are you, what are you doing? And he said, I'm really sorry. I just freaked out because I'm under a lot of pressure and people are starting to want refunds because I don't have the cows yet and we don't know where to go. And I said, well, it's because you're going about this in a very unrealistic way.
Correct.
So I was supposed to meet Omar with the cow Friday night. Me and Haas and the farm owners and my kids waited up in the cold for 3 hours and Omar never showed up. Which sent me on Facebook Live crying like a little bitch baby, which I normally wouldn't do, but I was so emotionally exhausted and disappointed in life at that point. I just...
Can we expand on that for a minute?
Sure.
It's not that he... It's not just that he didn't show. Mm-hmm. It's that a half hour after he was supposed to be there, you called him, mm-hmm. and he answered and said, we're en route.
Yeah.
So it's not like he just blew it off. He actively misled you.
Yeah, he did. And I couldn't figure out why.
It made no sense to any of us.
And what made me really mad was, okay, so this is the most backstabbing part, is that when I get home that night and I'm crying, Adam actually calls me and he's like, what's going on? You know, and I'm like, and I'm sobbing and I'm like, I give up. And he's like, don't give up and blah, 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 blah. Like, you can do it and all this stuff. And then I find out the next morning from Omar, and I have the text to prove it, that the reason Omar didn't show up was because of Adam. Adam called Omar and offered him a shit ton of money for all of the cows at once. Why? I don't know. However, Adam was hiding this from all of his GoFundMe people.
We know why. We know why he offered a shit ton of money.
For some reason, he did not want me to have this cow. I thought it would have been cool to keep one of them local that people could go and see and be like, hey, there's Chico the cow. Like, I did not understand anyone's need to keep. It was not about keeping six cows together.
No.
These are slaughter cattle. It was about him, like, having a hernia that he.
And what's beautiful, because you have it on your phone, and I saw it.
And I haven't even shared it with anybody.
I know, and you probably won't even need to.
Mm-mm,
and
I don't need to.
You know he'll listen to this, but the fact of the matter is, Omar sent you screenshots that say, okay, Omar, we're going to make this look like...
a donation.
You donated the cattle out of the goodness of your mm-hmm. heart. He said, you're going to look like the hero here, and then I'm going to go ahead and pay you thousands of dollars.
So he was asking Omar to lie to the public and say that he donated them.
And all of Adam's followers hate that. They hate that idea of paying for rescue animals. They don't do that. So he was going to hide that from all of them.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
This.
Hey, you might want to shut that door. There's going to be some cussing.
I stayed on the sidelines for most of this until Saturday.
Yeah.
Because, again, much like the weekend before, when you start going after people who are in my circle of friends and family and loved ones, that's when I call BS and I'll get my ire raised up.
Yeah.
And I saw some... You sent me some... of the correspondence.
It
became very apparent that this was a guy who wanted to be the cow savior of St. Louis.
Yes.
And could not handle that you scooped him on the one cow that was the crown jewel of all six. So instead of just taking care of the other five and working together and really making it about saving cows, this dude went on a smear campaign.
Yes.
And tore you down to anyone and everyone that would listen, both in social media,
yes,
the news, Omar, on down the line.
He was the one who got Omar to go on my Facebook page and say, you're only doing this to promote your podcast.
Right.
And I'm like, bitch, first of all, I don't need the ratings. Second of all, you don't know me and you don't know that I've been rescuing animals my whole life. No, well, I'm not a vegan. And I guess that makes me not good enough for you.
Whatever, dude. Like I said in the video on Saturday, it doesn't matter. Like, a farm is a farm.
Yes.
The cow was going to be in a place where he was going to be cared for and live a full and happy life.
Yes.
This dude could not accept that there was another game in town that was local that got it done quicker and more efficiently than he could.
I had my stuff done and out. I went to bed Thursday night and knew where that cow was going. And his big thing to everybody else was that Kelly doesn't care about the other five cows. No, Kelly didn't have resources for the other five cows, but was going to make that connection for you, Adam. And he started texting me so many belligerent things on my phone that I had to block his number. And when I blocked his number, then he jumps on Facebook. And the last message I just said he sent me was, I want you to know that I'm going to let everyone in the media know that you railroaded our efforts and how your only concern is how much attention you can get for personally delivering one cow to a sketchy ass farm. You are nuts. This isn't about you. I'm trying to save these cows, dude. You're trying to get famous at their expense.
All right. This from a dude who
wasn't even there, first of all.
Wasn't there. Secondly, I think successfully got into a couple of print media pieces on Monday, but issued a statement to the media and did all this other crap that I was like, look, for a guy who's been complaining for the last 72 hours that this isn't about media, that this isn't about getting famous, it's about saving cows, you sure seem to be quite happy with your place in the media. And you seem to be quite happy doing all the things that you just spent 72 hours ripping apart another campaign for. Call it what it is. You're an asshole who wanted the glory. And that's fine, man. Have the glory. Have all the glory you want. But don't stand in a corner and say it's about the cows like you're... Can we cuss?
Sure.
Like you're some fucking activist from God. You're not. You're a piece of shit in Chicago who decided you wanted to try to make a buck for yourself and did whatever was necessary, including bribing the guy to get your way. And you won. Go pat yourself on the back and have a black bean vegan burger, you pussy piece of shit. I hope I meet you in the streets someday.
Okay. So you guys can send all the vegans can send their hate mail to Hey Kelly.
Bring it. Come at me. I wish a mother effer would. You are too weak to lift your fists up to fight, you vegan a-holes.
Well, I did send Adam. He did end up having to admit to everyone that he paid for the cows because I sent him the screenshot from Omar. And I said, because look, is Adam an asshole? Yup. But does he have a big heart for animals? Yup. So like big cyber.
That means nothing if you're not honest.
Okay. Cyber high five from me to Adam for having the heart for animals. Okay. He treated me terribly and caused me a lot of stress and acted like a seventh grader through the whole thing. So I finally to kind of wrap things up. I called Kelly Backus again on Friday night. And I was like, Kelly, I said, I can't do this anymore. I've got kids. I've got jobs. I'm like, this has turned into a circus. I said, I don't know what to do. I've got this money. And she said, you know, first of all, she should have been like paid a therapist fee as much as she dealt with me over the weekend. She said, Kelly, I have great connections with the Gentle Barn. She said, I can't promise anything. And I don't want you to mention their names because I don't want to drag the Gentle Barn into this media circus right now. But the best thing that you can do, Kelly, is turn this money over to the Gentle Barn and just trust me. So I went online that night and I said, I'm done. I'm throwing in the towel and I'm sending all of my money to the Gentle Barn. And that night I wrote a check and I went to bed and I prayed because I'm a Christian and I love Jesus. And I said, Jesus, God, I'm done. I don't know what else to do. Yeah. If these cows were meant to be saved, you're going to have to do it because I am done. And I sent the Gentle Barn an email and said, hey, oh, we got callers on the line, don't we? All right, tell them, we'll get to Lynn in just 1 second, I promise. I said, God, you know, if this is supposed to work, make it work. I made my donation to the Gentle Barn, as Kelly had encouraged me. I went to bed that night, and I woke up that next morning, and what do you know? Jay from the Gentle Barn, like a freaking superhero in a cape.
Sure, either way.
Takes a red eye to St. Louis and swoops up all six cows and goes.
Woo-hoo!
So, I mean.
That's fantastic.
Let me just tell you right now, all the credit goes to the Gentle Barn. They were the ones that got shit done.
Absolutely.
They made the fastest deal, and they were, I mean, like, if you have, we'll talk more about the Gentle Barn later, because I think we're going to do a whole entire fundraiser for them coming up
soon.
We
should. No, they're great people.
And as far as I know, Adam also turned over all of his campaign money to the Gentle Barn.
Well,
so the transaction between the money and the cows was all done, I believe, ended up being done between the Gentle Barn and Omar. And you know what? I don't know, and I don't care, because I never cared in the first place if we paid for the animals. The point is, they've been saved.
Yes.
And so that's what's happened. We've got a couple phone calls coming in. I guess... Jimmy, I don't remember how to do this.
Turn up that fourth knob.
All right, we've got Lynn on the phone, right? Hey, Lynn, welcome to the Kelly Mano Show.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi. So, you know, I watched all of this cow stuff on the news, and Facebook, back and forth, and I just want to say that I think this whole thing has gone way too far. You guys, you gathered all that money, and then you blew it to save six cows?
But
and,
I mean,
you know,
I mean, I don't think we blew it.
Well, but there's two more truckloads every day coming to the slaughterhouse, and they're going to do the same thing. And I kind of feel like those six cows were immediately killed and that you guys got fake cows.
Well, I mean, I don't think that we got fake cows, because those cows were photographed and videoed more than any other cows on the planet.
I mean, I kind of had that same initial concern, because you and I had a text conversation about it that night.
And I told Omar that. I was like, you can't give us different cows, because everybody will know.
Right.
But I mean, what is it to you if I save a cow or not? Like, it's not hurting anybody else, even if you don't want it saved.
But in my mind, and using your logic, if you relate these cows to prisoners, if a prisoner escapes from jail, should he be given a free pass? Because he fought harder than the other prisoners?
No, because the cows didn't break a law. The cows didn't ask for any of this. The cows were just born and dealt a crappy hand. You know, now, yeah, sure, if we had like a, you know, a felon cow or something, we could have sent him back. But
They're common everyday cattle. They are raised, they're born to be fed and slaughtered. That's their whole purpose. And we have starving people everywhere, including here in St. Louis. And I just kind of feel like the whole campaign was a joke. The money could have gone to so many other better things. You know, we have homeless shelters, we have disabled veterans, and I feel like it was a waste of everyone's time.
Well, you know what?
Effort.
Then you go vote. You go donate your time to the disabled veterans and the homeless. I think that's the weakest argument ever, to say you can only care about one thing. Because you know what? I didn't ask for this bleeding heart for animals. God gave it to me, and sometimes it's a damn curse. Like this weekend.
Lynn. If I can step in for a minute, I initially thought the same way you did. And when Kelly started making the Facebook Live posts, I was sarcastically making comments like, the cow's going to be fine on a bun with a piece of lettuce and some ketchup and cheese. And when she, you know, when she made the argument about any animal that tries this hard to get free, and I get that. I completely understand your point of view. To your point about other charities, I would ask you this. Specifically when it comes to, like, the vets and all that, do you give to organizations like Wounded Warrior Project and things like that?
I actually do.
Okay. I urge you strongly, the next time you go to donate to a cause like that, to ask specifically how much of your donation goes to help vets and how much goes towards administrative costs of the company, and you will be shocked at how little goes to the actual cause. In most cases, it's as little as 10%.
Well, you know what, Lynn? I appreciate your phone call, but in closing, because we've got other calls coming in, I just want to say that, you know, if you're going to go donate to Wounded Warriors, like, how dare you? There's kids dying of cancer. Why don't you go donate to them? To me, to be cynical is just one of the most horrible traits to have, and to think that you can only help one person or one cause is just talking in circles.
And that's a valid point as well.
So thank you for your call in. If anybody else wants to call in, what the hell is our number? Just text in 314-300-3771.
Steph, I get her point of view. I do.
Yeah.
I get yours too. I don't think that there's necessarily a right or wrong, but I think you hit it on the head. Like, there's more than one cause in this world, and there's people to give to all different ones.
Yep. It's not like I go out and try to save Cal every day.
No, I get it. Look, I totally understand.
When she's right, you can't save them all. You know, that's
and I don't
want to
save them all.
But it's not about that. It wasn't about saving all the cows.
And I think this also speaks to, and you touched on it briefly when you were telling the story of the cow. And this is where I think the big disconnect from what we were doing mm-hmm. and what the vegans were trying to do mm-hmm. is Omar is a small businessman in St. Louis, who's feeding his family. I get that. Mm-hmm. I respect that. You don't necessarily have to agree with what he does, but he's providing a service that is a necessary service, especially when you consider that he is a kosher slaughterhouse.
Does that mean Jewish or something?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, it's more than that.
But there's
lots
crazy
of
rules on preparation.
Yeah, there's
I
lots
mean,
that goes into being
so
kosher.
To me,
the fact was, and this is what I was trying to convey in my video I made Saturday, was this wasn't about, you know, pressuring him to change his practices. This wasn't about a vegan lifestyle. You were presented a business opportunity
yes.
to save a cow.
Yes.
And businessman to businessman, you took the avenue that was given you.
Yeah. And again, for anyone who thinks that I was doing this for publicity, hell, like my job is to get in the news because I am in the media.
Right.
I have a podcast. Putting on driving down to North City, jumping in my car last minute with all three kids at home, that was the furthest thing from my mind. I do stuff like this all the time. I had no, I rescue animals all the time. I had no freaking way of knowing that this was going to be such a gigantic story. We have another caller on the line. Hopefully it's not another mean one, because I don't know if I can.
I got you.
We've got Chris. We got Chris on the line from Arnold. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Kelly. This is Chris. Don't listen to those people that are giving you trouble. You know, we all know, all your listeners know you've got a good heart. You know, we all watch this too. We know you weren't doing it for publicity. Do what you do. I mean, you're not a vegan. I'm not a vegan. I could care less about a cow. I'm probably going to have steak this week, but
you
know,
get it. You understand that I saved
right,
him because
exactly.
he fought.
Right.
It's like watching. It's like watching a boxer, like, it would be like watching someone run a marathon and collapsing at mile 25.
Right.
That's how I felt for the cow. Well,
and you basically picked him up and carried him across the finish line.
Not quite. All right. Thanks for your call, Chris. All right. Yeah. So that's kind of, God, what song did I play in the beginning of this segment? Was it Missy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so lost now. Okay. I'm done talking about the cow. Is everybody else done?
I'm good. I feel like I went a little hard on Adam, and I want to, like, I'm not looking for a fight. That's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
But I hate dishonest and disingenuous people.
He did really, really mean things to me. And
he
went about it in a very, very low, low way.
Yes.
And as we speak now, he's even still threatening, not threatening, but on the case of other people I know.
Sure.
You know, he tried putting people, like, in the middle of us. Like, well, I talked to so-and-so, and they said this, which was laughing, because I'm not even going to get into it. No, Adam's got, his heart was in the right place, but his mind was not.
I don't know if it was.
I just think it's messed up. You know, I mean, I'm all for animals too. I'm like you, Kelly, like I have a bleeding heart for animals, you know, and it makes me crazy when things like this happen. But it's another thing when people are putting the feelings and the welfare of animals over treating other people with respect.
Yes. Correct.
You know, like,
he treated me like shit.
It is wonderful that he was, like, so concerned about the animals. But, like, what about your fellow man? What about this other human being that has feelings and, like, you know, and is trying to also do a good thing? Can't you treat them with respect and, like, have a heart for what they're going through as well? Like,
no,
I feel like this whole point, that whole point is lost on a lot of people that are extreme animal rights activists.
Because, I mean, I just cannot imagine how gleeful he was.
Oh, dude.
Whenever Omar didn't show up on Friday night. And this is when I still thought Adam was on my side. And then the next day, he gets Omar to start posting his same rhetoric that, oh, you're just doing this to get famous. Omar ended up calling me on Sunday and apologizing for everything. He's like,
so you never finished your thought process behind how you got him to admit he paid for the cows.
Oh, he just released a statement through STL Today. A lady named Nancy who wrote the most god-awful article I've ever seen in my life. Seriously, Rocky could have written a more grammatically correct error than this woman.
Did it end with the sentence, but I'm going to stop right there?
No, that was Rocky's. No, but it did end with calling David Backus still the captain of the Blues.
And Lynn.
And his wife, Lynn. And apparently they don't know how to spell the word the and don't know the proper use of the word there. All kinds of stuff, but... Yes, he admitted to her that they did end up using some of the funds. And then he had to delete his Facebook because I imagine he was getting pressure from some of the people who donated who were like, hey, I want my money back now because
that's not what I
wanted the money for. I don't know. All I know is that the cows are safe and they're...
And that's all that matters.
And they're at the best place they could possibly be, which is a gentle barn.
We have some Texans.
Yes, Stephanie, producer Stephanie.
Oh, you know, I mean...
How many people hate me for yelling?
No,
we want to hear them all.
Somebody was actually saying how that you were awesome, but most of it's about, you know...
yeah, just read them, each one.
Well, they're about the caller.
Oh,
they're
that's
not
fine.
About this. They're about the caller.
That's fine. Yeah.
Talking about Lynn specifically, you know, that chick needs to shut up and move on.
Mm-hmm. Who said that? Are they leaving their names or is it Nanette?
Their name. Okay. It's Nanette. It's all these Nanettes. Oh, Kaylee. Kaylee says Lynn sucks. Her point is invalid. Giving to one charity does not in any way discredit or downplay any other charitable cause.
I agree.
Big letters, suck it.
Nice.
Wow.
I love the text line. You guys keep texting in. We got. Shoot, we are going way over an hour.
That's fine. We got a lot to talk about.
It is what it is.
Nanette also thinks Haas is awesome.
Nanette is right.
I think Nanette has a crush on Haas. I think a lot of ladies have a crush on Haas. We might have to do it like a win a date with Haas contest or something.
I like it.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
Haas, would you be game?
Sure.
He says reluctantly.
No, I'm whatever.
He's going to show up and his date's going to be named Nanette. We'll be right back. It is the Kelly Manna Radio Show.
Control and let it go, one, for you know you're gonna hit the flow. Yeah. I rock to the beat till I'm out. I walk in the club, it's fire. Get it crunk and wired. Wave your hands, scream louder. If you smoke, then fire up. Bring the roof down and holler. If you tipsy, stand up. DJ, turn it louder. Take somebody by the waist and now throw it in the face like, hypnotic. Automatic. Work me, work, work, work me. Work, work, work me. Work, work, work me. Do it. Hit the ball, hit the ball.
Yes.
Hit the ball, hit the ball. Hit the ball, hit the ball. Hit the ball.
The Kelly Manno Show.
Hey guys, Kelly Manno here, and I gotta say I've
ever look in the mirror and not recognize the person looking back at you? Wish you could go back in time and reverse the signs of aging? Then you need to schedule a free consultation at Aurora Medical Spa. Now with two locations in De Pere and the Chesterfield Valley, Aurora Medical Spa is St. Louis's premier medical spa. Ranked the number one Botox provider in the St. Louis area, offering the most advanced and effective skin procedures. Other services include laser hair removal, tattoo removal, skin resurfacing, microdermabrasion, abrasion, and much, much more. Consultations are always free. You have nothing to lose, except a few wrinkles. Visit their website to see amazing before and after transformations at auroramedicalspa.com. Mention the Kelly Mano Show and get $20 off your first visit. That's www.auroramedicalspa.com. Aurora Medical Spa. We take skin seriously.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by the Hit Squad and O'Fallon. The worst part about Cowgate sucking up my life this week is that I've not got to box all week and I can feel it because, let me just tell you, when you get to beat the crap out of something or someone a couple times a week, it is better for everyone in your life. I am such a happier person when I get to get some of that adrenaline out. So the Hit Squad and O'Fallon is an MMA and boxing center, but it's for everyone from amateurs like me who just want to get in shape to people who really want to learn how to do this. It is co-owned by Kevin the Hitman Angle. If you've never seen any of his fights, you gotta Google him on YouTube. My kids went in like a black hole of Kevin Angle videos the other day and just watched him beat the crap out of people. He is so good. There's also a kids program. I've got Rocky and Lucy both involved in it. It builds their confidence. It teaches them conditioning, self-confidence, strength, coordination, and God forbid if they ever need to use it, they can use it. They also do free childcare. They do family discounts, birthday parties. Everyone gets a free week. So if you want to try a free week at the Hit Spa, at the Hit Squad, they are not a spa. That is for
sounds
sure.
Relaxing.
Yes, yes, yes. Go to their website, hitsquadofallon.com. And again, make sure you let them know that Kelly Mano sent you so that they know that their advertising is working. And I can keep doing a show and putting food on the table for my children. Hitsquadofallon.com. Tell them that Kelly Mano sent you.
Got it. Part Bubba Sparks. Booty, booty, yeah. Booty, booty, yeah. Rockin' everywhere. Booty,
found you, Miss New Booty. Get it together and bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club for about a month or two. Put a tan on it, then see what it do.
I found you, Miss New Booty. Get it together and bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club for about a month or two. Put a tan on it, then see what it do.
All right, so you are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. And, man, I really wanted to talk about this Kendall Jenner Pepsi ad. But I'm out of emotions.
I'll sum it up in 30 seconds. Great in theory, bad in practice. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, the execution, I think.
And really, like, plenty of people are fighting about it on Facebook. If you want to go, like, see the commercial and see the controversy, just Google it. Because what is way more important than Kendall Jenner and a Pepsi ad is the vagina tree growing in my front yard.
All right.
Priorities, people.
So we have a beautiful tree in the front of our home. Now, a lot of you guys don't see it because you don't have to pass our driveway to see it. And I've started noticing lately because we have we live on an acre. We don't by any means live in the country. We are very much in the suburbs, but it's kind of like country in the county. And we have all kinds of fun little animals out here. And we have a woodpecker who is always up in our tree. And it's so cool because you can hear him going, brrr.
Yeah, that won't suck at 5 a.m.
I know where this is going.
So me and the kids, we will sit outside with the binoculars and try, like when the woodpecker's going to town, we will go out and try to find him. Well, I start, you know, looking, as the kids are looking for the woodpecker in the tree, I'm looking at my tree and I'm like, my tree looks like a vagina.
Well, that's right. Where a pecker goes.
True. It really.
Wood or otherwise.
So just look at those and scroll to the left.
Yep. Oh,
and tell me that our tree is not growing a vagina.
It's like a big elephant vagina.
It's like a big elephant vagina.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, my.
No, it's embarrassing because everybody can see it. And so,
that's not embarrassing. It's a tree.
I mean.
I know, but it's in the front of our house and okay. It's a gigantic vagina. And
there's a close-up there. That's nice.
Well, I'm going to tell you why there's a close-up. Because I started thinking... Because
it just got back from the spa?
No, it did not get a Brazilian. I started thinking, I bet we can make this look less like a vagina. Like, maybe we can shave off part of the tree, or maybe we can fill something in the hole So I go to investigate.
I'm not touching either one of those comments.
I go. Now, listen, I'm going to put a picture.
You really should see the look on all of our faces here.
I am, listen, I'm not making this up. I am going to put a picture of my vagina tree on kellymano.com.
No way that could be edited to sound different.
I'm not going to even put it on Facebook. You have to go to kellymano.com here in a couple hours. In the morning, we'll have the blog up and look at the vagina tree. So I decide, I'm like, I bet we can fill this hole and it'll look less like a vagina. So I go get my flashlight.
We're devolving here.
I go get my flashlight and I go to the vagina spot and I look in the hole part to see if there's any way we can fill it or shave it off. And guess what I see?
What?
Three little sets of eyes. Woodpecker has baby peckers in the vagina hole.
Little peckers in the vagina.
Yes. And that's why I zoomed in. I tried to get a picture of the babies. So now we can't seal the hole.
No, you can't.
Because we would kill the woodpeckers.
Yep, can't have that.
And then the vegans will really come and get me if I kick the peckers out of the vagina tree. So my question is, what do I do?
Nothing.
I just let a vagina grow on my tree. Well, I have to tell you, we have a very strict HOA here.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, we just started putting up a porch swing in our backyard. And as far as we've gotten is four wooden posts in the ground, like just to frame it. And I already got a letter in my mailbox today that says, like, you have to stop building now. Whatever you're building has to be approved. And I'm like, dude, it's not a building. It's just a porch swing. So, so anyway, we're going to send all that in to get it approved. But the thing is, if they're that strict about, you know, a 2x4 in the ground, at what point are they going to be like, hey, Manos, your tree in your front yard is like borderline pornographic?
I'm going to say 2000 and never is when that's going to happen.
I went to the HOA meeting recently and did look at the bylaws, and there is something about sexual organs being represented in your trees and grass. So we cannot have a vagina.
Okay.
Tree.
Yeah. Dang it.
No, what about a bush?
Well,
yeah, they're anti-bush as well.
Okay.
I told Jimmy, I said, because our porch swing, I'm sure it's going to get approved. It's really simple. It's just a little wooden frame and a porch swing. I'm like, but if they don't, we're shaving every bush we have in the shape of a wiener. And just saying, hey, it grew that way. It's just nature.
All right.
It goes with our vagina tree.
And just a reminder, that email is heykelly@kellymano.com.
Thanks for taking me off the hook for this week's show.
Our HOA loves us. So... You guys have never noticed the vagina tree?
No.
No, because if it's in the front of your house, you don't... I mean, when you're coming in the neighborhood, you hit the driveway before you would have to pass the front of the
house. The only way you would have seen it was when we did the diarrhea walk race.
Right.
Oh, remember, like in the Olympics, whenever...
But who's looking at that thinking... I don't think anybody's thinking
anybody
that.
Who
I
mean, passes...
I agree with you.
No. Anybody who looks in the direction of that tree goes, huh, there's a vagina in that tree.
Has it been brought up to you before? Have you received a letter?
No, but it's getting worse because the vagina part is getting like...
She's getting older.
She's
stretching out more.
All right.
She's starting to look like a tired elephant down there.
Wizard sleeve?
I mean, I honestly think that, you know, you're probably one of the few people that would look at that tree and would immediately go there.
Yes.
I think you guys are wrong.
And I'm a dude.
And that it's just at a spot where you guys don't pass it that much, so you don't realize it.
Well, now that you've said it, of course, every time I see that tree now, that's all I'm going to see.
Look, I recognize vaginas everywhere I go. And I have not noticed that on your tree.
You have a vagina. You have a vagina. Your tree has a vagina. If you want to see the vagina tree picture, you have to go to kellymano.com. So there's my podcast. Here's the rule that we have on the show. If you like the show, you share the show. It's so easy because I put it on Facebook, I put it on my blog, and you get a little button called share. And you're like, hey, I loved the Kelly Mano show today because blank.
And you should rate us too.
Oh yeah, we're on iTunes.
Yep.
Almost at 100 shows.
Getting close.
We have some great binge listeners. I want to give a shout out to Aaron Hoback, who works for the Milwaukee Brewers. He's one of their trainers.
Oh, nice.
And he had to make an 11-hour trip from St. Louis to Milwaukee or to Arizona for spring training. And he's like, I just want to let you know I had an 11-hour drive and I binge listened to 11 Kelly Mano shows the whole way down.
Holy crap. That's
and
awesome.
Then we just had another listener post on our wall that they, you know, became a binge listener. So if you like today's show, you can go back and listen to all of our previous shows. Listen to the gross show, the really gross one where the kid puked in my car. That was a good one. So, okay, that's it. We love you guys for listening. Thank you to the Gentle Barn for saving the cows. You guys are awesome.
We love the Gentle Barn.
Hell with me and Adam. We don't get credit. The credit goes to the Gentle Barn. They're the ones that got it done. So we will do another show next week, probably on Monday, maybe. We don't know. We always lie. But until then, share the show and be good. Have fun. Stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy. Host anything for the boys.
Yeah, Barry Manilow came out as gay today at 73. And in related news, water is damp and the sky is blue.
What? Barry Manilow is gay?
I know. I'm shocked, too.
Oh, my God. How will I sleep tonight?
If you're Barry on your stomach.
We'll talk to you guys next week. I got to turn off Host's mic before we get him in trouble. She's a da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Come on, fellas, place your bets, 'cause you ain't seen nothing yet. She's the top of the town, she's the best. Yes. Scary, raving, ginger, posh, sporting. Yes, now that's your love. Where the spice goes, ready to go. Ladies and gents, can you please take your seats?
Thank you very much.